One of Amazon's most high-profile executives has resigned in protest of what he calls a vein of toxicity running through the company culture, a poison he said he would neither drink nor serve. Specifically, he said, it was the firing of whistleblowers, warehouse workers, if they complained about working conditions. Tim Bray was vice president and distinguished engineer at Amazon Web Services. His cannonball of a blog post, as our next guest called it, was published Monday. Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor at The Verge, is the one who called it a cannonball. Casey, that was so appropriate. Bray quit Friday, the same day thousands of Amazon workers walked off their job in protest. As we're learning about COVID-19 outbreaks at facilities, so elaborate, how big a deal was his post?
I think it is a really big deal. Up until now, we have not seen a lot of solidarity between the white-collar workers at these tech companies and the blue-collar folks who are out there working in the warehouses and actually delivering us the goods that we need to endure these times. But recently, that's changed. And it's been changing at Amazon, where increasingly workers who work on the tech side are emailing, organizing. They've been putting together protests around climate issues. And some of those same networks that were used to protest other issues have been activated to support workers in the warehouses. Mm-hmm. But until now, we haven't seen a high-profile exit over these issues from one of the company's top tech leaders. And with Tim Bray writing that blog post, he signaled that that's changing.
Boy, it is scathing. He also criticized Amazon's philosophy. He wrote, "The big problem isn't the specifics of the COVID-19 response. It's that Amazon treats the humans in the warehouses as fungible units of pick and pack potential. Only that's not just Amazon. It's how 21st century capitalism is done." Ouch.
Yeah. And, you know, I think he raises an important point. At every big tech company, in addition to the folks who get the big salaries and all of the perks that we've read about, there are also folks who are cleaning up the offices, who are doing the content moderation, and who are making far less money, and in the case of the COVID-19 era, are putting themselves in real danger every day. And up until shockingly late, Amazon wasn't providing them with personal protective equipment. It wasn't taking steps to sanitize the warehouses. We've now seen multiple warehouses where more than 30 people have been diagnosed with the disease. And so that's what Tim Bray is really trying to call attention to here, right? That this has not been a high priority at Amazon until very, very recently.
Yeah, well, Amazon has been under pressure from several attorneys general who say Amazon isn't doing enough to protect workers during the pandemic. And, you know, Amazon has said to you that they spent more than $800 million on COVID-19 safety measures so far. What else are they saying in response to Bray's resignation?
Well, they're saying that they've made over 150 changes to the warehouses since all of this began, that they are requiring folks to wear masks when they're in the warehouses. And they're also saying, by the way, that they did not retaliate against the workers who they fired for raising these complaints. But again, I think the issue is that they really didn't respond until this became a PR crisis. You know, the New York Times reported that it wasn't until Jeff Bezos visited one of these warehouses for the first time during the COVID-19 pandemic that he noticed that workers weren't wearing masks. So it's that kind of inattention, I think, that's bred these problems.
And by the way, does Bray mention Bezos specifically, or has Bezos spoken about Bray?
No, and Amazon declined to comment on the Bray blog post, which was interesting because when some of these blue-collar workers have spoken out, Amazon has gone out of its way to put out blog posts criticizing them, saying that they weren't observing social distancing protocols. But it is very interesting who of its former workers Amazon is willing to criticize and who it isn't.
Yeah, well, and this is happening as there are COVID-19 outbreaks, as we said, in warehouses, and as Amazon is under a lot of scrutiny from Congress. Last week, the House Judiciary Committee demanded that CEO Jeff Bezos testify about accusations that he misled Congress last year about the company's alleged anti-competitive practices. How does what Bray is saying maybe factor into that?
So I think these issues are honestly pretty different, but I think that if Bezos does go testify before Congress, he's absolutely going to be asked about that blog post. The issue that Congress is exploring, though, is also really interesting. Amazon both sells other people's products and its own products, and some people have said there's something anti-competitive about that. And the issue here is that Amazon told Congress, well, don't worry, we're not using the data from our third-party sellers to inform the kind of products we decide to make. And then the Wall Street Journal reported that no, actually, Amazon is using that data to inform the products that they make. So if they really did lie to Congress over that, they're going to be in a lot more trouble than they are over this blog post.
We'll follow that. But meantime, back to Bray. Just very, very briefly, what happens to him now?
Well, he has apparently already received offers from Google and Huawei and any other number of big tech companies. But he says that for the moment, he is not considering new offers.
Well, and given what he said about the current state of capitalism and these huge companies, I'm not sure they want to let him, you know, into their hen house. Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor at The Verge. And we'll link you to Tim Bray's post and Casey's writing at herenow.org. Casey, thank you.
Thanks for having me.